where you started to where you finished, how would you evaluate over that time?
I definitely made progress. It was hard coming in, you know what I'm saying? I had to gain the trust of the coaches and fit in with the playbook. And it definitely took time for me to improve over these last few weeks.
Better sense of where you fit in, what your role is
going to
be now than you did when OTA started?
Oh, yeah, I definitely know my role, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of stuff to program in my mind right now with me doing a lot of stuff with Andy Reid offense. The same stuff he did with Westbrook and McCoy, you know what I'm saying? I think I fit his scheme as well as they did.
So how is it going
to
be different for you?
Definitely more studying and definitely more, you know what I'm saying, knowing the scheme of the defense, especially me when I play another position like wide receiver, and I go in there and trying to read the defense. So it's more, you know what I'm saying, last year I didn't have them plays for me catching out the backfield, and I feel like it's going to be more this year I catch out the backfield.
Jamal, are you becoming a different kind of football player under Andy Reid?
I think I am. I think he see how athletic I am, and I can just do more than just run the ball. I also can catch, and I have good hands out the backfield. So I think he believed in my confidence, and he have high expectation for me.
I haven't heard you comment on the rule regarding running backs and using the crown for the weapon. Your thoughts on the rule change with that?
I don't have no thoughts on that because I never try to lower my head on any defender. I always trying to run, make a miss. So that rule don't apply to me, really. That's somebody else's problem. I don't try to lower my head on nobody, you know what I'm saying? Safety is the first thing that comes to my mind. And, you know what I'm saying, I try to not to put my head down. I try to protect myself as much as possible, especially on the football field.
From now until training camp, what do you feel you need to do to – not lose the ground that you picked up over this time?
Stay in the play and stay and focus on the system and focus on this playbook and stay in shape. You know what I'm saying? I feel real confident in me, you know what I'm saying, coming off my surgery last year that I feel more moving around, more freely with my knee, and I don't have no problem with it. I still rehab. I feel great, you know what I'm saying? My leg feels stronger than it. Feel like I'm back to my normal me.
Niall Davis said he could beat you in a race.
I don't think he told me that. He might have told you that, but I'm going to tell him when we go back to the locker room. But he's a pretty fast guy. He reminded me of me when coming in with a quick twitch, and he's come in getting his feel for his playbook and his the next level. And I try to give him the knowledge of a veteran player, and he's going to be a great player soon. Oh, yeah, this offense, if I go down, I want somebody to step up, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to not do good in this system. I want him to come in and be the best and be better than me, you know what I'm saying? Because I know one day my time is going to be up, and he's going to have to be stepping up next.
All right.
Jamal, just real quickly, for my question.
All right, I'll take one.
I think of it.
Guys over the last few weeks have been careful when they talk about the quarterback spot and not saying much about Matt, but being positive about Alex. But how is it different with Alex? What is different about
him? I can't really describe how Alex and Matt is, but one thing I know about X, he's pretty fast. He's pretty fast. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that Matt wasn't fast, but this probably – he reminded me of VY when I played him in college. Zone read, and he can go outside. He can get away from the DNs. So Alex is pretty fast, blazing speed.
Lends himself to the pistol, but it's been incorporated a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's a great identity for our team as well. You know what I'm saying? Instead of going under the center, we can go behind the quarterback and get in the pistol, and he can read off the end. And I think, I just love the running game this year. I think we're going to improve much in the running game, and can't wait.
It was about Alex, but it was about his leadership there. You've gotten to know him now through 4 weeks. You're going to be going to battle with him in camp and through the season. What are some of the intangibles or the things that he's kind of shown you guys that you're picking up on with him that, you know, is different or not different than anybody else?
He played his game. He started in a lot of games, and he's read defense so good, and him not throwing the ball, you know what I'm saying, and trying to interception him, like, taking the ball and running the ball when he can. He'll do that, dropping the ball to his running back. You know what I'm saying? He played it. He's been a starter in this league for a long time. So him being on the championship team last year, I think bringing this winning that he brought from San Francisco, I think it's going to much improve with this team we have this year, especially I think around the board, I think we got better in a lot of positions.
Are you talking about winning attitude,
you know what I'm saying? Because he came from a team that went to the Super Bowl, that could have won the Super Bowl, and he didn't play in the game. But I know that feeling when you want that hunger, you want to be back in the spotlight. So I feel like he want to be back in the spotlight and get it back.
Do